The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you from a well-lit corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's The Nate Darling Show, featuring Sam Plants, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, he loves him some him, here's Nate.
That's right, I do. I even love listening to the show, but I don't talk through it or anything. Inconsiderate bastards. Anyway, Sam not here. Sam not here. Jason Casey's sitting in. Welcome, Jason.
Hello, hello.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Coming up on the show today, we might actually get to stuff on the show. Wednesday's show, we got sidetracked, but it was fun, so I just let it roll.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just was so talkative.
Coming up on the show today, there are four types of drunks. We'll figure out which one each of us are. Diana may be all four.
Diana's definitely been all four. I can attest to that.
There's something going on in Portland and it involves dildos. We'll talk about it. It's true. Plus, Ronda Rousey has some words for Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, boy.
She does. And we'll figure out what sort of curse words are big in your state. Which is one of my favorite things. But before we get going on any of that, weekend plans. Diana, I know you've got a show.
Hell yeah. At the... You were singing it. Capital... It was a 250.
Oh, Cal Stage.
I know this was 2 days ago for everybody listening, but it was literally less than 10 minutes ago at the end
it's
of the last show.
I'm so right lucky there. That I know my name.
It's true.
Still, that's probably because I've been all four drunks. I don't know what type of drunk I am now.
We'll find out.
I just know that I'm like, I've been sober, man. This is what happens when you make me go sober.
3 days sober.
It's hard.
God. Has it been only 3 days?
Yeah. It's on R Street. Capital Stage, R Street.
Go see Diana.
Go see Diana.
Go see Diana.
Please.
Yeah, and support her.
And we talked about it extensively on the last show. Kareem's at a retreat.
I will be at a retreat. Oh, let me tell y'all this quick story.
Yes, go on.
Okay, so we were having some issues before I left the house because somebody took my girlfriend's credit card or debit card and bought $424 worth of shit from Chipotle.
What?
Wait, what?
Diana?
I wish. I wish so much. I wish.
That's like a platter and stuff.
Yeah, that's like full on work party.
Which wouldn't be bad if they hadn't already spent $198.
Oh no,
on Chipotle. I'm like, who in Chipotle let somebody spend $600?
What can you order? How much guac did they get?
How much shit can you order for $600 in Chipotle?
I'd like a gallon of guac.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if it was somebody cashing out on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like charging it and then taking it out of the till. Like,
yeah, they don't.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it had to be somebody on the inside who got the card number. Because if somebody working there rang up $424 worth of shit.
That should set off a red flag.
Yeah.
That should absolutely set
off
a red flag.
So luckily her bank was good enough that her money was back in by the time I left the house.
Oh, that's good.
Because they called on a $198 charge.
Because it seemed odd.
Because it seemed odd. And so when she checked her account after they did the $198, then she saw the $424 charge. It was like, what?
Damn. Which bank caught that?
Golden One.
Oh, so a credit union.
Yeah. And so she let them know. Like, she does, and she doesn't, I'm the one who likes Chipotle. She doesn't like Chipotle at all.
She can't
stand it. But I didn't have a card today, so there.
Did you go to Chipotle with Diana? Diana Hong's at Chipotle?
Yeah, I was like.
Like a week worth of burritos?
Does that? $424.13.
$400 plus is not going to last me a week. That's just only a couple of days. I'll do fucking damage.
Yeah. Well, like a double you will destroy your toilet.
Yeah.
A double meat burrito is like $11 and change.
What, really?
Oh, yeah, and if you add guac to that and get chips and a drink, you're looking at like $15-$16.
Yeah.
For a big meal. Now let's say you eat at Chipotle twice a day. So that's $32 and you do that times 5. That's $160.
Yeah.
That's still less than...
Yeah, what the fuck can you spend?
400.
Well, someone stole my friend's card, and they went to go get their nails done at this janky ass salon name, and only spent like $15 there, but then spent like $40 at McDonald's.
You get hungry doing your
and
nails.
She's like, you stole my card. Like, there was a she got her wallet stolen. I'm like, she's like, you could have gone to Nordstrom. Like, you could have done all this shit, but you decided to get your nails done at like a fucking back alley place and then go to McDonald's.
And you
like,
can't
really?
Take back that Big Mac.
Yeah,
that shit just comes out naturally.
Actually, the name of the salon was Janky Ass. Welcome to a Janky Ass Salon.
Yeah. Credo Jazz.
Can I help you? It's terribly racist.
Jason?
Jason, what do you got this weekend? Anything good?
I'm going to San Diego.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Anything fun?
I think we're going to do some wedding stuff, me and my fiance, and then see family and friends and stuff.
So when is the wedding? I know you're engaged.
November 28th.
This year?
Yeah.
Dang.
Where is the wedding?
San Diego. Yeah.
Well, I didn't get my invite. I guess we're not going.
Guess not.
We haven't said
that's all good. That,
yet.
You know,
if you need somebody to perform,
you
the wedding, I will do
you
it.
You have not. That's right. He can marry you legally.
He's just trying to get fucking invited to the wedding.
It's true.
Trying to get invited to San Diego.
I'm never upset that I don't get invited to a wedding. It just means I don't have to buy a gift.
You'll get a card. No, actually, we send out reminders to a lot of people, but there's some people that like we know for sure aren't going to go, so we're just kind of seeing where things go. Her parents are pretty awesome. So.
Yeah, and trust me, I know. Planning a wedding, pain in the ass.
We have everything pretty much already done. Like the best thing about finding your soulmate as a PhD is that they're very, very organized. And on task. Like, they're about to take, and luckily, it's great because I kind of need that in my life.
Yeah.
What is her PhD in?
Biology. Okay. She was doing her work at, her postdoc was done at UCSD under, doing zebrafish mutations, like studying stem cells. Crazy, okay.
Wow. So she's wicked smart.
She's wicked smart.
She'd know what to do if an eel was dropped on her windshield.
She'd be able to say, oh, look it. I can tell by the way it looks that it's a female eel.
Call back to the last show. We need to do like a couple's date or something.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So we'll do that. Because at a certain point, when you're in a relationship, your girlfriend or fiance, in your case, will turn to you and say, we don't have any couples friends.
Mm-mm. I've always wanted to go on a couple date. Those almost like so much fun.
Know what? They're
find a girl to say I love you to.
It's true.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Wow. That's spiked. You know what's really hilarious?
Damn.
What's really hilarious
like
is
him.
you've known Jason about 90 minutes, and Kareem pushes your buttons every week, and so do I. And that was the most violent reaction I've seen you have to anything, which is hilarious.
Because I might get in trouble now. Fuck.
It's all good. Yeah, we'll do some couples. It's interesting because it's so exponentially harder because everybody has to get along.
Yeah.
And then you got to look, okay, do we want to hang out together as a group of four again? Do we, and it's just like.
Yeah, you kind of find who is like, how it works. And it's like, oh, these are her friends and that guy. And do I like this guy?
Yeah.
And, oh, he's a cool guy. Yeah, all right, I can hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll do that at some point. I am going to see Boston and REO Speedwagon this weekend.
Boom! 70s dropped on your face!
At Ironstone Winery in historic Murphy's, California. Murphy's.
Is that up in the Sierras?
Yeah, it's in the foothills.
So definitely,
it's not too far from Jackson.
Yeah,
so it's up in there. But they've got a summer concert series. They've got a bunch of different bands going. So REO Speedwagon is, I believe, opening for Boston. So kind of looking forward to it.
It sounds fun.
It would have been so boss 30 years ago. It would have been, right after Amanda became a big hit for Boston.
Oh my gosh!
That would have been a big thing, REO Speedwagon's putting out the hits.
One of my favorite pieces of any movie was when Adam Sandler pulled up to school in Billy Madison in the Camaro from 1984, mm-hmm. and the REO Speedwagon shirt, and everybody was like, what the fuck? And yeah, that was like 15 years later, you know?
Yeah, I mean, REO Speedwagon is...
They're
dope.
They were, yeah.
I liked them. You know, I was more of a Boston fan. Here's the thing about REO Speedwagon. They had some rock songs, and then they did the whole let's find the ballad.
They did a Chicago.
Yeah, and they found...
I think I get them confused sometimes.
Interesting.
You're getting the white groups mixed up.
White people never get them mixed up, Kareem. What's going on?
Of course not.
So this is from last show. I wanted to share it, though. There was almost a fight on Fox News between Geraldo Rivera and somebody else that you've never heard of before. And here's how it went down.
Go with Trump either, because he'll just drop a nuke on you and you look like an idiot. He'll go after your looks. He'll go after anything. And then you're left sitting there stuttering and it doesn't look good. I think what you'd have to do is say, you know what? Kind of laugh it off, make fun of his hair, maybe, because, you know, eventually you want to still play golf at his course, right? But Trump is not, he's not going to win the nomination, but is tapped into the red-blooded American bloodstream right now. The people that are sick of watching
the red-blooded a skinny bloodstream
community organizer go out there and run this country into the ground, and they want to see a more muscular
that's
approach.
That's why you refer to your president a skinny community organizer.
I do.
Disrespectful.
I don't think so. I think so. You've said a lot worse about
and
Republicans.
Trump, who is
Geraldo,
my friend, is going to learn that immigration is like a cheap drug. You get a big bang, a real quick high, and a very long hangover.
Well, it's not a quick high when people are being murdered in San Francisco. Really? And it's not a quick high when people are escaping the prisons in Mexico and selling heroin and cocaine to our children.
Of that family,
it's not exploiting it.
It is exactly
you're exploiting it by
it has
downplaying
nothing it to do with immigration.
How does it not?
But
it's a sanctuary policy.
You've been doing this on the air. You're equating Trump's comments with all immigrants. What he had said was, and we've talked about this quite a bit, is Trump's comments specifically pointed at illegals.
I'm talking about the reaction to Trump, and you tell me that it's not an immigration response.
I think Jesse's right. I think that it is tapping into the
it is
the
exploiting it is exploiting and sensationalizing
from a guy who exploits and sensationalizes everything.
Are you
really
talking to me?
Yes.
You're lucky that you're my friend. I'd knock you out right now.
Well,
that's absolute BS.
We can take this up later. How would you say
that is absolute bogus?
How you say BS. That Trump is
you're
exploiting?
You're talking. I exploit and sensationalize. What do? Where do you get your stuff from?
You're saying that Donald Trump is giving you your
all right.
Friend.
Okay, control
a woman's
room.
Get out. It's her death.
All right.
All right, control room. That comes to you from the Fox show, The Five, which is really clever because it's on at 5 o'clock and there's five people yelling
wow,
at each other.
Makes sense.
Normally they're yelling about the same thing, but they decided to have Geraldo on so that he could yell at them, which was really weird. The Five. Such a terrible show. All right, control room, I don't know what to do because I don't know how to handle things. We normally just all agree on things here.
Hold on, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do.
I don't know what we're going to do. We didn't punch him. But it's not the first time someone's had coarse words for Geraldo Rivera.
I will punch him in the face. I will kick him like that. Like that. Like that. Right in the mustache. Right in the fucking mustache.
That's a YouTube clip called Jason Casey on Geraldo Rivera.
Oh man!
From 2008, I didn't know that existed until you brought it to my attention. That is hilarious.
Yeah, I was. I might. That's when I used to drink.
That was last week.
Yeah, it was. I think I was really still upset. Like, I mean, it hit something really core in me. I was still really upset about the whole Al Capone, like secret room thing.
Well, we were talking about what brought that on, and there was an improv show where the performers would get inebriated before doing improv, and you would engage in that. And here's the thing: weird stuff comes up in shows like that, like the most obscure shit that's been stored away in the back corners of your brain. And so obviously it came up somewhere in the show, as you were fired up about it.
I was.
But here's the real question: when you get a little tipsy, do you become the sweetest person in the room? Are you the one flipping tables over? Do you get your dance on, or are you your normal self, just feeling a bit fuzzier than usual? See, the new study conducted by researchers at the University of Missouri-Columbia asked 364 men and women just that to find out how many personality types emerged when people get buzzed. Their final conclusion? There's only four. And they named them after famous personas and real-life people. The first is the Hemingway, named for the author. The group is the largest. It's filled with people in this category showing little variation in reliability and organization. Those are two traits known to decrease when a person becomes inebriated. As researchers found, the moderate decreases demonstrated by this group makes its members stand out as being less affected than drinkers in some other groups, much like the author Ernest Hemingway, who claimed that he could, quote, drink hell's any amount of whiskey without getting drunk. Anybody the Ernest Hemingway?
I think that's me, but I don't drink that much.
Okay.
Me.
Let's wait before we decide which one you are.
I'm going to wait also.
Up next are the Mary Poppins of drunks. The Poppins, who make about 15%, tended to be mostly female and become friendly and compassionate the more they drink. They decrease less than average in conscientiousness, intellect, and agreeableness when intoxicated. Those who belong, that's that. Then there's those who belong in the Mr. Hyde category. They're a more frightening bunch. These drinkers, I think we've found Jason, tend to get aggressive and hostile and may be considered the types of people who get into fights and blackout as they drink.
I didn't get into fights when I drank.
with her all over there.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I've been really good lately.
And the lately.
Lately.
And the final group are the nutty professors. These people, who skew more male, change significantly, often gaining considerable amount of confidence as they imbibe. So, which type of drunk are you? Jason, we'll start with you.
I would like to just, I know that they didn't introduce a fifth type, but I'd like to introduce a fifth type.
You'd like to introduce a fifth?
Yeah.
This was a study, dude.
Shitting on them. And I think that they really missed the Bluto or Frank the Tank. Like drunk guy, which is not a violent drunk guy, but really crazy, wild, not a Mr. Hyde, because Mr. Hyde, or not Mr.
Well, I think that falls into nutty professors.
Would you say?
I think it's nutty professors.
It should be a subcategory.
I think you're a nutty professor.
People in the dick.
What's that?
I said punch of people in the dick.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Did I punch somebody in the dick?
Yes, you
Yeah. EJ, I love you if you're listening, buddy.
Diana, which group do you think you're a member of?
I'm all four.
It really
depends what I drink.
But with your drink of choice, when you are drunk, not slightly buzzed, but you are drunk,
hammered,
what do you do?
Do you
become caring and considerate like Mary Poppins?
I'm always like that, though. Wow, you guys don't. Okay, outside of you, dickheads, I'm really nice and caring and compassionate.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
If I get really, sometimes I'm fun. I'm definitely a nutty professor. I'll go a nutty professor. I definitely get way more confident. I'll go a nutty professor.
Okay, nutty professor. I had to think about this a little bit, because if I'm just having a couple drinks, then I'm Hemingway. But when I've had a lot to drink, I become very confident. I have a great time. I'm everybody's friend. But I will, and this is absolutely going to happen, I will jump up and punch stop signs. I've done it in multiple countries.
How old were you?
Take that stop sign.
You mean the last time?
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah, I can't picture him doing it.
I could be, what are you telling me to do, son? I don't like you.
Oh, no, it would just be walking along, and just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'd just jump on and boom.
That's like such a bro thing to do. Like,
yeah, it
straight
is.
Straight up like Jersey Shore, like GTL kind of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking about GTL. When I'm really drunk. The last time I did it, it would have been in the last 4 years because I lived here.
I just never seen like you drunk or tipsy.
Well, you know.
There's a reason.
It's true. It doesn't happen that often because I'm older now, so I don't feel the need to do it. And... you know, I don't have the desperation in my life that leads me to drink like that.
Right.
I remember
he's not getting divorced again.
I remember at one point, and I know it was down here, I was walking around and I had been out drinking, and I can't remember what was going on or why or who I was drinking with. But I thought, because it was late, I'm like, I want something to eat. I want something to eat. I'm going to go squeeze it in Midtown. I'm going to squeeze it in Midtown. And I walked over there, and of course it was closed because nothing was open. Thank you, Charles Barkley. Nothing is open after 9. So I am like in that mood where I just want to eat.
Oh, yeah.
But my walking is becoming a bit unsteady because I had that one last big beer. For the road, the one last big high alcohol beer for the road.
It's like 11% barley wine. Oh,
and I'm walking down the street and I'm Facebooking as I'm doing this.
Oh, no.
I'm stopping to Facebook here or there. And
propping yourself up.
Yeah, I'm leaning up against walls and stuff. And I'm like, it was funny because it's like 1:30 in the morning.
I'm picturing like the little bubbles coming from your like your like nose, like Andy Cap, like back in the Sunday comics, like you made it, you know.
But I'm walking around and I'm Facebooking, and all of a sudden, Christiana, former co-host of the show, she's like, I get a message from her. She's like, "Are you okay? Do you need someone to come and pick you up?" And I'm like, "No, I'm okay. I'm like 5 blocks from home." And she's like, "Okay, well, let me know when you get home."
Oh,
So
she's so great.
So that and here's she's what awesome. Here's what that did. That gave me that and the realizing that I was not as drunk as I was going to get. That it was only going to get worse before it got better. In terms of how inebriated I was, I'm like, I need to just head straight home. I don't have time to for these little fucking detours here and there. So I headed straight home. I got here and made it in the house and like, okay, I'm good. But yeah, and like if I'm out with friends, like when I was in Montreal and we were just walking along. And because we had like the high alcohol beer in the room, and then we went out on the town.
Oh,
and
it's the best.
Yeah. And I was like, jump up and just like punch that. Because I love the sound that when you punch a sign, bang. The echo that makes in a night city is just, it's a beautiful sound. So I don't even know why
the
that is.
The tin echo.
That's right. So I'm going to go Nutty Professor. So we've got 3 nutty professors in Hemingway, Black Hemingway over there. So Sinead O'Connor's back because every now and then, much like a groundhog, she pops up out of the ground and shows her head and people go, what the fuck? Well, here's why. She's angry. Again, because that's what she does. She got wind of Kim Kardashian's Rolling Stone cover several weeks afterwards.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
And it was a few weeks ago. And she said, and I quote, "What is this cunt doing on the cover of Rolling Stone? Music has officially died. Who knew it would be Rolling Stone that murdered it? Simon Cowell and Louis Walsh can no longer be expected to take all the blame. Bob Dylan must be fucking horrified. # boycott Rolling Stone."
Did she listen to Bob Dylan's last album?
Damn.
That's great. So she was very upset about that. She's not the only, some local friends who are musicians were kind of upset about that too. But here's the thing, Kim Kardashian, you might forget, she has put out music.
Oh yes.
And this was before.
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right.
This is why Ray J was like, "Yo, girl."
She not only did she put out music, this was before Kanye West that she did this. This is Kanye's song, Bound 2.
I love this song.
It's got some beautiful imagery until the two of them are on the motorcycle. I know you're tired of loving. Okay, let me find her actual song. Here it is. It's called Jam, Turn It Up. Here's the official music video.
I'm so glad I'm sitting on the couch for this.
Yeah.
By the way, this video, 2.7 million views on YouTube. And that's just for Crotch crawling away. I got a bad bitch. She all But by the way, she hasn't made a single sound yet.
That was the most ridiculous rhyme I've ever had to take out of here.
This music video is
just the LA trying to sound like he's from the South.
Oh, yeah.
She still has not.
She's lip syncing to something, but I don't know what.
The rapping, I think that's what they're calling this now, right?
No.
I like don't get it. She still hasn't said anything.
Right.
Wait. Is it just because she's in the music video?
No, she actually had a song. I don't know if this is it or not.
Probably not, because it's not.
Yeah, it said it's the official music. Either way.
Kay West was like, gotta get that off.
It's terrible.
Gotta get that off the net, girl.
It's terrible.
That's part of the prenup. Ray J's cool, but we gotta take this song off. That's a,
yeah,
I'm you the get paid from Ray J. You gotta take this shit off.
Ray J and his $15,000 a month that he makes off of that.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Dude, the guy was brilliant.
That's right. He got hit with a lucky stick, and then he fucked her with it.
Boom!
horrible sex.
Mentioned it before. There's some stuff going on in Portland, Oregon, North Portland to be exact, and the news is on
it. Kind of vandalism to tell you about now. Crews have been removing X-rated adult toys from utility lines in several Portland neighborhoods. The story is getting attention now all over the world. K2's Joe Douglas is live tonight in North Portland. All right, Joe, have all of these toys been taken down?
No, Brian. In fact, some are hanging just a few yards away from me here off North Mississippi Avenue. Now, we can show you these shoes hanging above us, but the toys in question
it's,
here
it's like the shoes, but they're dildos.
When adult toys are found hanging from power lines in Portland, it's workers like these guys who have to take them down. Their job is tough enough, but me, I have to tell this story without getting in trouble with the FCC. So I asked Judy Homan and her daughter to help me out as one of the toys was hanging above us. Describe it to me in a way that you can say it on TV.
I probably don't want to tell you what it looks like because it is pretty graphic. It
looks like a toy of the male anatomy.
Well, I've got two boys and six grandsons, so it's nothing new to me.
While Judy real. Finds it,
what exactly is she doing with her two boys and six grandsons?
You know,
amusing. Folks who are definitely not laughing are the utility companies and the city of Portland. They've been removing these things for the last couple weeks, at least. No one's come up with a definitive number, but the city, Pacific Power, and PGE each say several have been taken down.
And those things should be removed.
I'd leave them alone. Why spend the money on it?
It's not that big call
off. I would imagine they should be removed, yeah.
Why?
Okay, so the because older lady who's in her 60s is like, just leave them up.
Yeah.
Her daughter's like, take them down.
Spokespeople for the power company say they're hoping this will stop soon. They say at worst, there are potential safety and reliability issues. At best, it creates a situation where crews have to spend time removing these toys, which isn't cheap.
She likes the vibe, the different vibes. So
I could keep Portland weird, you know.
She's talking about her mom. She likes the vibe. No one caught the irony in that statement.
She's so cool.
And that's how you do a news story about something like that without sounding like a giant dumbass. You fuck sticks in Philly.
For real.
Call back to the last show. Speaking of the ESPYs, there's been a lot of talk. It's been mostly the two things that get a lot of press at the ESPYs were, of course, Caitlyn Jenner and Joel McHale's monologue, which had a lot of burns in it.
Burns.
Had more burns than a forest fire. This almost slipped under the radar. Ronda Rousey on the red carpet talking to them before she went in for the awards ceremony.
I'm going to be the first to present you on behalf of ESPN, the ESPY for Best Fighter. You beat out Floyd Mayweather and you should have.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
No, ladies and gentlemen, take a moment to suck that in. She is, and soak that in as well. You are the best fighter.
Wow. Well, I can't help but really say that I wonder how Floyd feels being beat by a woman for once. Oh. I'd like to see you pretend to not know who I am now.
Wow.
Ronda Rousey, thank you so much. Enjoy your night tonight.
I love her so much.
She's pretty badass. I heard about this, but I never actually heard her say it. Like she's fucking fine.
By the way, how fucking ridiculous are the ESPYs that they're just handing out the award? Hey, let us be the first to congratulate you. Here's your award out on the red carpet.
Bullshit. Like,
yeah, it's like you're the best fighter.
Best
Mayweather
fighter in the world.
Owns some stock in the company. We can't give it to you inside the theater.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. People should be more angry about this shit. Why the fuck was it on the carpet?
Yeah. Why wasn't a woman allowed to get a, you know, come on, man.
Oh, she's so pretty.
She's in the Entourage movie. I know I'm the only one who saw it.
I wanted to see it. It was, and then she's like, that was such a badass acceptance speech.
Okay. Rent it in 4 months whenever it comes out. You'll if you like this TV show, you'll love it.
So, I like Ballers. Have you guys watched Ballers?
I haven't watched Ballers yet. That's on my list. Okay. But right now, my list is just to do this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Sinead O'Connor, Diana.
Tool. I mean, I get where she's coming from, but Tool-ish.
Kareem?
Tool.
Yeah, that's a Prince song, by the way.
I know who wrote the song.
Her only hit, written by a black man.
That's it.
Jason?
Yeah, Tool.
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor's just a useless cunt. Fuck off, bitch.
You can say it because she's like English, or she's Irish, right?
Yeah, she is Irish.
Yeah, so it's
yeah
cool.
And I'm Scottish, so fuck her. Yeah. No one wants to, but just saying. Next in Cooler Tool, Portland, Oregon, Kareem.
That's pretty cool.
Jason?
Cool.
Diana?
The older people in Portland, Oregon, cool. The younger people have a stick up their ass or something.
Well, maybe.
Or something.
Or something. Yeah, Portland is cool. I love Portland. I've been a couple of times. And other than the food poisoning, I have nothing but nice things to say about it.
So don't eat the food in Portland. But well, yeah, don't.
Yeah,
let me have a dildo in it.
What would you really?
You know, honestly, tons of hipsters in Portland. They're not even that annoying.
You know, I want to say that, like, as one of the original hipsters who started the hipster movement, like, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if it really was a movement. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah.
You do not wear either ironic glasses or tight pants.
No, because everybody, all the 20-year-olds are now. So it's like, you know, I get to look different.
Yeah, including the guy you're sitting in for.
Oh, yeah. Have you met Sam?
He is not. He is not.
But he dresses like it.
Have you heard the shit that Kareem has said to Sam?
Yeah.
And finally, in Cooler Tool. Finally, in Cooler Tool, I think I know where we're going with this. Ronda Rousey, Jason.
Cool.
Kareem.
I would fuck her silly. Cool.
Diana?
I want to marry her.
Aw, everybody loves her.
I want to marry her. I just want to... Wait, is she... Is she single?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's probably straight, knowing my fucking love.
She is.
Rhonda? Yeah, very straight.
God damn it.
Very straight. Here's what I would do. I would treat her to a mole removal to get that thing off of her face. And then I would say, baby, you're cool now.
Wait, what face? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the one on her...
The one on her face.
Your truth, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a beauty mark.
It's a beauty mark.
That's so crazy. That's such a good, like...
In Uncle Buck, it's a
fucking
mole.
Acceptance speech, though. That was such a good acceptance speech. On the red carpet, especially.
Yeah. It's one of those things. That's going to do it for
Cool.
She's
135 pounds. God, I need to lose weight.
Well, she has to make weight for fights.
Diana.
She's a year older than me. I need to get my life together. Oh, thank you, Jason.
And she's an Olympian.
What have I been doing with my life?
I don't know. It's not like golf was an Olympic sport or anything.
It is going to be.
Not yet, though. So you'll be way too old for that. I'm sorry.
She's 5'7" and 135 pounds, and she is a beast. That's all muscle.
She's a beast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She'll hurt you.
Oh,
she will.
God.
She will dislocate your elbow.
So if I lose like 10 pounds, I should be okay.
Hurt me, girl. Hurt me.
So this I found interesting. They set out to map which sort of state do you live in? Do you live in a bitch state or a fuck state? It's American curses mapped out, which I found very interesting. Now, Kareem, growing up in North Carolina, is going to be a little bit different than everybody else. Which is good. So asshole. We'll start with asshole. Asshole rated very high in the Northeast where I'm from. So yes, I will verify that asshole, huge. Asshole not very popular in North Carolina, though. It actually ranks down down on a very low scale.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not. Nah. I think I probably heard some people call it asshole more since I've been out here than ever.
Yeah, and even here, only in the middle of the scale. Only in the middle of the scale. So asshole is very, and until you get up in that Northern California, Southern Oregon part, then asshole gets big.
They're really interesting. Well, kind of. The cops even fucked with me there. Just
and we don't
like
use
fun.
That word that much.
Asshole is one of my, I love that. I love that term. So that's the first one. Let's see. What's next? Oh, cunt. Cunt. Also very big in the Northeast. Not big at all in North Carolina.
No. Actually, I don't think I heard the word until I got out here. Or left North Carolina.
That's a dirty word. I don't even like that word.
And again, in California, it ranks in the middle for that one. Darn. Darn does very well from Minnesota and Wisconsin down through Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and into Oklahoma. Does not really make much of a dent in Texas, though.
There's a really like concentrated like on the northeast side of Louisiana. Would that be?
Yeah, and that's Mississippi.
Mississippi, like that, like in between them, there's like a really concentrated red of darn usage. Darn.
Fuck does well on the coasts.
Yeah.
Fuck does well on the coasts. And even around fucking the southern right. part of the United States, fuck does not do well in the Bible Belt at all. It also doesn't do well in the Rockies, which found interesting. Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado say no to fuck, as does Oklahoma, most of Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, virtually all of Tennessee and Kentucky.
I feel like this list is good for like when I travel for comedy. Like I need to know this shit.
Okay. Speaking of shit does very well
everywhere.
From
almost.
New Jersey down the Atlantic seaboard.
Yes.
All the way to Texas.
Yes.
All the way through there. Up in New England where I'm from, shit, that don't do shit. That works way down at the bottom. California ranks in the middle. California apparently is just a melting pot of curse words.
Because I got family members who use the word shit, but they don't even consider it cursing when they use it.
It's true. Bitch follows a very similar pattern. So shit, bitch, and damn all follow a very similar pattern.
If you notice the on bitch, because I was looking at this map, if you notice, bitch is very popular in the Marin area. There's a high concentration in that peninsula right there.
Because they're hella bitches.
Yeah, they're all very wealthy.
Like, we never use the word bitch a lot. Like,
not according to this map, Kareem.
Because my folks always came up with older words to describe women. It's never like calling them bitch.
Hmm.
What's like, an older word?
Yeah.
Person specific cursing. Oh. So we like call you like a little leg strumpet.
Like a strumpet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a strumpet?
That's a girl that
goes
out.
It's like a trollop.
Yeah. Oh.
A little leg strumpet.
I don't even know what a trollop is. How are you going to use a word to use a. Okay.
Trollop, same thing.
Yeah, see, we're trying to pass along language, Diana. Come on.
Yes, a little. Like they would call you a little leg strumpet.
You little harlot.
Strumpet, harlot. Or, okay. Wait, huh?
Or hussy.
She's not tracking.
Yeah, hussy. That's a good one.
Hussy.
Like,
yeah.
Are you saying calling me because you know me, or are you saying just like because I'm a woman?
It would be specific.
It would be specific. To you.
I am not a hussy.
So you would call you a little leg hussy or a little leg strumpet.
But I'm not.
All right, moving on.
Jason's face looked just as confused too. Like what?
Moving on. This one actually surprised me. The term faggot, as we all know, a bundle of sticks, did the best in Ohio, Arizona, California, Nevada, and Oregon.
Wow.
It did the worst in Nebraska and Colorado and in the Bible Belt, which surprised the hell out of me. In Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, the panhandle of Florida, South Carolina, even into North Carolina, No love for faggot, the word. And in Vermont, also, very low usage. So.
Yeah, no, not, yeah, it wasn't a word thrown out too much.
I have a message coming in. Gosh, not popular at all in the Northeast. Gosh, very popular in Texas and Oklahoma. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Big in the South.
Motherfucker, not huge anywhere. Mostly southern New Mexico, southern Texas, and oddly enough, Maine and northern New Hampshire.
They didn't talk to any black people in the South. Motherfucker and son of a bitch.
let's see. Those motherfucker, asshole again. Okay, so that's it. So that's what you get. So, yeah. Jason, did you find that to be true? According to this, fuck and faggot would be the big ones for California.
Yeah, I would say that. You know that. I mean,
yeah, fucking faggot.
I say fuck a lot. I say fuck. I don't say faggot ever. I mean, maybe I did when I was younger when I really didn't know better, but. Yeah. It kind of struck.
That was just something you called your friends.
Well, that too. I mean, like that would be a derogatory. Like, that,
yeah, don't
like
be such
bitch.
A faggot.
Yeah, like bitch. Like yeah. I call my buddy EJ. I call him little bitch. You know, yeah.
he's a father now.
They didn't talk to any. They didn't talk to any black people in this. Because motherfucker and son of a bitch are high on the list, especially in the South.
Now, Diana, you spent.
By the white only.
You grew up in California, yeah, but you spent only. You spent time up in Washington State, where apparently they don't curse at all.
I was mostly on the east side. They don't actually. Yeah. Because they made fun of me. I had a couple friends that were like me. Mother. That's why we met. That's why we bonded so quickly because we cussed a lot. But for the most part, they really don't. They actually like use their words very nicely.
Yeah, so that's that was pretty, and for me,
that surprised me a lot.
For me in the Northeast, asshole, yelp. That was a big one. How was the other one that we did for? Oh fuck!
But they're really chill too. They're just kind of like, like they don't like really have a lot of like super hyper emotions. Like we're not, they're not like super duper passionate about everything. They're just kind of like, nah, it's green everywhere. Why not? There could be a little more sun, but that's it.
Oh Lord.
Hey, so there's a member of the House of Representatives that was wondering, actually out loud, why is the media ripping on Donald Trump but giving Ariana Grande a pass?
No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all. did they just, that's, I mean, I guess that's possible if you just turned off your Facebook. We're like,
because she licked a donut and he's trying to be the president of the United States.
Yeah, but they still didn't give her a pass.
Yeah, well, didn't get a pass.
Yeah, exactly. Everything
either.
About that is flawed.
Well, and not just that. She, that's right, because she's running for, like, what, vice president too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
running...
oh my God, they should be on the same bill. That'd be great.
So Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan said this: just curious, where are NBC's, Univision's, ESPN's, record labels, concert venues, etc. in this Ariana Grande incident? They were mighty quick to jump on the bash Donald Trump bandwagon when he spoke about illegal aliens and sanctuary city policies. This misguided young pop singer said that she hated America and hated Americans, while she proceeded to contaminate food for resale with the very tongue with which she uttered the hated rant. The double standards in this country are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
I mean, there are double standards, but this is the worst example to bring up.
Well, no, there is very much a double standard, as in we do not hold 22-year-old dumbass pop stars to the same standards as we do grown men who are running for president of the United States.
Yeah.
And that are part of the 1%.
This.
That actually controls shit.
That has nothing to do with it. He's running for president.
Yeah, for president.
But
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, also, he's a fucking shit ton of money.
He can say whatever he wants, but the fact is that when it comes down to it,
him running for president is a complete joke anyway. Yeah. Like, that's why I'm not even like, yeah, he's running for president.
He,
I don't take that seriously.
I said it today, and Nate said, I said that white people were, all the white people were colluding.
That's right.
He is the setup for Scott Walker.
Scott Walker, Wisconsin governor, who is currently polling second, by the way.
Yeah. So he's going to go out and say all the crazy shit. And by the time Scott Walker starts saying his crazy shit,
it's not
going to
sound
as
crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's what
it's
that
all,
is.
It's all
what
it is. Yeah.
That's all that is.
It's just the machine trying to get us to vote the way they want.
Yeah. If you start out by
not
going,
us,
look, but if you start out by going, look, honey, I want to have double anal with you. By the time you come back around and go, you know what, tonight, just a blowjob, she'll be like, all right.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Seems pretty reasonable.
That's pretty much
because you were asking for double anal the other day.
That's it.
But Ariana Grande did not get off easy because she's learning what dumbasses American teenagers are. Because teens are posting donut licking selfies in solidarity with her. It's a thing.
Not like they weren't doing it before.
I hate this country sometimes. Not this country, the people that live like this, where it's going with like with this shit. I shouldn't have said that at all. That came out really wrong. Just because obviously that's why she got in trouble. But it's like, this is where it's going with this shit. Like, kids are like, I support Ariana Grande because she's Ariana.
This
is like,
where
doing
it's
shit
going.
Like this.
This is who the fuck we are. Yeah. And have always been.
I didn't think it was this bad.
No, the only thing
is.
Is
it just social media that's like put it like it's a
No, now you just see, you just see the shit.
It's like in the like the 60s when they started getting like domestic violence reports and like finding like, oh, wow, there's a huge spike in domestic violence. It's like, no, you guys just not been talking about it at all for like the last 100. Like,
no, you weren't. It wasn't even a crime.
It wasn't even,
a crime.
Yeah.
Like the domestic violence.
Okay, see, okay,
the domestic violence crime is like
naive because
the actual I can't even get the fucking word. Actually enforcing domestic violence laws has only been, they've only been enforced for like the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah. It's been, if you go, and here's how you can tell, and I know this is going to be hard for some of
you. Was it Farrah Fawcett in the burning bed? That's when they started enforcing.
Yeah, she burned her abusive husband. But if you go back to and see like cop shows from the 70s and the 60s, and they get called out to a domestic violence situation, it was handled much differently.
Yeah. I do remember
there's
that.
A movie with Clint Eastwood. There's a Clint Eastwood movie where he actually rapes a woman. They're like, oh, that was so heroic.
Well, but they made up for it with Play Misty for Me.
I don't understand. Like, have kids always been this dumb? Or
yes.
The internet
yes.
makes
yes.
them dumber?
Yes.
No. I don't remember being this dumb.
Okay, so were.
You were.
You were.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah, we were.
Like, not
so
this
now you,
dumb.
Now you're getting more, you might be getting more ideas of shit to do. But yeah, kids have been stupid for
like,
a long
I've been
fucking
stupid,
time.
But like, not like this
like,
stupid.
Okay, so Jason, did we talk about Jason Pierre-Paul blowing his fingers off?
Yes.
We had fucking fireworks wars every fucking summer.
Yeah.
Where we held Roman candles and shit and shot them at each other.
You guys are stupid.
Yes.
That's what boys do.
Me and my brothers used to sit, we used to take coolers. Okay, so we worked on the farm, tobacco farm. So we used to take coolers and sit them in the corner on the bed of the truck with my uncle when we go take the other guys that worked in the field home. And then we would tell him to gun it when he came back over the railroad track. And we would sit on those coolers and try to figure out which one of us could go the highest in the air when he went jumping across the railroad track. Yes, we did a bunch of really dumb shit.
But going into a business and licking donuts and saying that's okay,
Oh shit, we used to go to lunchroom and take your hand and put it on somebody's piece and be like, oh, you weren't gonna eat that, were you?
You weren't gonna eat that, yeah. I would get my car, like I was like 21, 22 maybe, get into my car and get in a shopping cart in the front of the car and like going like 30, 40, 50 miles an hour in the parking lot with the cart in the front of the car and then stopping and watching it sail across and hit something and spin and do flips and yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
That's
okay, maybe that was just me being really naive because super shit is like it only affects me.
Every time somebody says, "Oh, the world is getting so much," I'm like, "No, the world is way better."
Again, like, go back and watch a TV show from the 50s and the 60s, and it will be the exact same thing. Man, kids today have no respect. They don't understand. They're just selfish. It's terrible. It's going to be terrible.
You just know more about what's going on now than you did.
Yeah.
That's it.
That makes
and
sense.
And then the other thing is this is the Jackass generation.
Yeah.
So you got a group of kids who watch Jackass, who watch people get famous on Jackass for doing dumb
shit. But they don't know what's wrong. They think this is okay. That's what's bothering me. You
because
don't go into
they
a
watch
business.
People get famous from
and,
doing dumb shit.
And
on
here's
Jackass.
The other thing. There's no public shaming of anybody.
Yeah.
anymore because you have to let everybody do their thing and everybody is cool and it's all good and public shaming is not okay. Yeah. So here's what's going on. And here's the thing. Before, these kids would have maybe written it in their journal. They would have talked about it with their dumb friends. Now it gets out there and blogs, which didn't exist before, pick it up and they go, this is hashtag stop hating. Lick donuts with Ari. And some teens and preteens just Photoshop a donut in because, you know, they don't want to get fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Others actually lick a donut.
I like how they said this one is ride or die.
Yeah.
The one that's licking the donut.
Oh, here we go. It's not just girls, though. I'm a boy and I will lick donuts with Ari.
I would lick donuts with Ari.
Yeah, ditto.
So,
who wouldn't?
So in most cases, it's not real, but yeah, it's
legal.
22 years old. She should know better. Hey, you know who's pissed?
Who?
Lucasfilms.
What happened?
Amy Schumer showed up on a magazine in GQ naked in bed with C-3PO. Well,
No. She was wearing the aforementioned slave Leia.
No, not in bed. Diana, look at the picture in bed. Is Amy Schumer wearing anything in this photo other than...
Her hair is covering her tits.
Yeah. It's, yeah, you did not see this photo. She's smoking in bed with R2-D2 smoking, and so C-3PO.
It's pretty funny.
It is very funny. She's wearing the Slave Leia outfit on the cover and sucking on C-3PO's finger.
Yeah, that was sexy.
But Lucasfilms is not happy.
They shouldn't have sold
it. I didn't see the cover picture. Oh, shit.
In a post on Twitter, the official Star Wars account, they said the following, quote, Lucasfilm and Disney didn't approve, participate in, or condone the inappropriate use of our characters in this manner. Well, what manner do they mean?
Yeah.
As sex objects. She's dressed up like Princess Leia doing high kicks with stormtroopers.
But they approved the toy that didn't accurately portray. Oh, dear Lord, she just...
And my favorite, the simulating oral sex with a lightsaber. That's right. Amy Schumer. See Amy Schumer in Trainwreck in a theater near you, which I have not yet seen. I do want to see it, though.
Yeah, I want to see it, too.
I heard it wasn't that good.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
No, they're all, they're really big Amy Schumer fans that are disappointed because they're like, it should have ended. And what's his name, the leading guy?
Bill Hader?
Yeah, they're all like, he shouldn't have been the leading guy. It's a funny face.
What about? Let's see how it's doing with Rotten Tomatoes. Trainwreck 85% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's certified fresh. Your friends are idiots. The audience.
I feel like Nate would agree with my friends once he watches it.
Maybe. The audience score is 80%. The tomato meter for critics is 85%.
That doesn't happen too often. Where, right?
It's the average rating 3.9 out of 5 stars for the audience.
Bad.
The average rating for critics 7.3 out of 10. There are 131 reviews, 112 fresh, only 19 rotten. So it's any movie is going to have people that don't like it.
Right, yeah.
And it may just be they're too big of Amy Schumer fans.
That's probably what they wanted.
They wanted Amy Schumer the stand-up, not Amy Schumer playing somebody.
And the writer, right? Didn't she write it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Her and Judd Apatow.
She
wrote it and Apatow directed.
Yeah.
But, first of all, Lucasfilm, come on, dude. Come on. It's just some free publicity.
I don't think they need it.
Well, I mean, come
people,
on.
People are aware of Star Wars.
Yeah, but come on.
Listen,
Amy Schumer is gorgeous.
I don't know, but I'm kind of
No?
No.
I like her. I mean,
maybe that's fine. But she's an attractive woman, yeah. Not gorgeous.
Well, maybe they were trying to okay, what's the correlation?
Oh, she was just using it for publicity.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Hoping people would talk about it.
She's a shock comic.
Right. But I'm just saying that maybe that's why, because she's not there's no affiliation. There's nothing about her that's Star Wars.
Therefore, it's porn.
Yeah. Not like she said she was a Star Wars fan or whatever.
Right.
She probably saw the toy and got a fucking idea.
Somebody saw it and got an idea.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, this I found very interesting. So there is an NFL player who plays for the Bills. I hadn't heard of him before, but now I have. His His name is Duke Williams. Duke Williams. He's a safety for the Buffalo Bills. Kareem, have you heard of him?
Yeah, but he was different. Not the person I thought he was.
Well, Duke Williams is in the offseason, so he's doing what anybody would. Direct messaging porn stars.
I actually saw this one when it happened.
Yeah, I did too.
The porn star.
I won't say what I did after I found the article.
Is Mia Khalifa. I'm sure some relation to Wiz in the fact that they both made those names up. She on Twitter, it does say, warning, trespassers in my DMs will be shot and hung out to dry in public. But this is what this guy did. He said, just in a row, these are all in a row from him with no response. So much like Diana on Tinder. Duke Williams says, how have you been? At 4:22 p.m. Then at 11:36 p.m., come to Vegas. Then the next... Oh, I'm sorry. That was a month later. And yeah, then 2 months later, you on Miami? Then he waits like a week and a half, just puts a pair of eyeballs in there, like googly eyes. And then 4 hours after that, come to Miami. She finally responded, I am in Miami with my boyfriend, whose dick game is A1. And then she posted that. By the way, this is all I want in life. I can die a happy man if at some point a woman honestly says, his dick game is A1. Because I think that is probably the highest compliment that can be. Not he's kind, not he's thoughtful, right. not he treats me well.
Oh, his dick
game. His dick game, A1.
That is a big compliment.
Especially when you're a porn star.
Right. Yeah, she's seen a lot of dick game. So
a lot of game, just
a lot
in general.
A lot of game, probably.
Yeah. A lot of dick game. So good luck to you this year, Duke Williams. I'm sure you won't catch any shit for that.
She calls everybody out. She called Drake out, I think.
Yeah, yes. She called Drake out. That was a big one for her.
Well, everybody calls Drake out because Drake's
Canadian.
Just dumb.
Because... I mean, shit, everybody's trying to fuck a porn star.
Yeah.
And when you're on that level, you're trying to fuck a porn star.
I would try to fuck them in person, though, and not send them DMs, because like, that shit is screenshot, and that shit is forever.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that they're smart about it, but I'm just saying that's what they're doing.
I would do it the old-fashioned way and have my publicist contact me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And be like, hey, do you want to go to this party or something?
But see, the thing is, these guys get they're on Pornhub, and they're like, oh my God, man! I just watched this. I'm gonna direct message her right now. Gosh, I bet you I can get some of that.
Well, here's some.
Well, and before you didn't have access to them like this.
Yeah. Now you can talk.
Yeah. Well, here's some of her tweets. She said, "Am I allowed to be upset about the fact that Caitlyn Jenner is getting the Arthur Ashe Award? Because I am." Followed that up with, "Can't give it to Stuart Scott the previous year," and followed up with an Olympian coming out of the closet. People do that shit every day. With that said, I wonder what she's going to wear.
Well, the fact that she's coming out, like that she, she's a porn star.
She's actually really funny, though. I like her.
But here's
not
the other
her
thing.
Work, her.
Coming out of the closet.
Well, here's the other thing. She Mia Khalifa also tweets, why the SEC circle jerk on ESPN? I mean, damn, I'll watch it, but I'm mad about it. She's right. That's the other thing. She's dead on about her sports stuff. Yeah. She also tweeted Brett Favre looking at Caitlyn Jenner like, so do I send her a pic of my dick or?
She's really funny because when she got called, she's got a lot of death threats because she's Muslim. Yeah.
I doubt that she's maybe she identifies as Muslim, but.
But yeah, well, so they've been sending her a lot of death threats because when she reached the number one, search for whatever
on Pornhub,
so she got a lot of death threats, and so she was like she did this interview or something, and she was just like a smart ass about it and hella funny, and I was like, I like you. not enough to watch your movies, but I do like you.
I watch about 8 minutes of them.
What?
I might follow her on Twitter. Let me follow her on Twitter.
Go ahead and follow her on Twitter.
Don't DM her.
But, by the way, as a lesbian, why wouldn't you want to watch her films? I guarantee she's got some lesbian scenes.
I don't like porn.
You might pick up some tips.
I like learning with my partner because I'm a romantic like that.
Oh, that's so nice.
I like Jason's fucking response and Chris. What the fuck is
that sweet?
Yeah. How about you break out a surprise at some point? Yeah. Learning with my partner. How about I've been doing some independent study?
I don't think because it's all like fucking fake. Like I think especially the lesbian porn. It's like it's too over the top and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get it, but you can find. Listen, the great thing here's the thing that you have to realize, Diana, is that. For porn, there is a flavor for everyone.
It's true.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like you can find yours. You just have to pick.
What am I supposed to say?
They have the DirectX one. It's like are like the really soft, like romantic, and it's like you know, like light,
boring.
You know, I like to. I'm kind of vanilla when it comes to my. I like just like man on girl.
You know,
like,
you know what I call that softcore porn like that. I call that thinking about baseball. Because you throw that shit on, I am never going to finish. that's just dull.
I don't like things that I can't have. So if I'm watching porn, I know I'm not going to fuck.
So you should go to the Craigslist NSA app and look at some of the women that are offering themselves up there. Because you can have those, right?
I did, and they're not.
Oh, my God.
I do that for fun. I do look at those for fun.
Jason used to do a bit. I think you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You went to Craigslist, and people had to guess. What was the guess?
It was she-male or female.
Oh, shut up.
And he would go to the casual encounters and look up. You had to guess whether it was an actual woman or a T for M.
Yeah.
Offering.
And then I would have I had a friend of mine who was a cross-dresser, who, you know, is gay, but yeah. He's a cross-dresser. And then I had my friend EJ, who was like the manly man, and you could use one of them as your opinion. Like, you get opinions from the two of them. It was like a game show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I did Baltimore style one time. I did Baltimore.
What's Baltimore style?
Is that when you get herpes at the end?
No. It was actually quite sad, because it was kind of sad. But at the same time, I used, like, John Waters stuff in it and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And, like, so, I mean, it kind of missed the mark and a little bit on that show.
Now, John Waters is kind of obscure.
Yeah.
So that's fair. Hey, good news. We figured out what the Loch Ness Monster is.
What?
It's a catfish. You can all go home, drive home safely. Steve Feltham, who will from this moment on be known as the human embodiment of bitter disappointment, has finally given up looking for the Loch Ness Monster after 24 years. He's been looking for the Loch Ness Monster since Diana was 3.
Wow.
It's probably, he concluded, a very large Wells catfish, which can grow up to 13 feet long. He's 52. He gave up his house, his girlfriend, and his job back in 1991 to become a full-time monster hunter on Loch Ness in Scotland, making him the longest-serving truther on the Nessie beat. In other words, he's giving up the dream of finding the magical lake-dwelling dinosaur. He said, I have to be honest, I just don't think that Nessie is a prehistoric monster, he told the Times of London. What a lot of people have reported seeing would fit with the description of the catfish with its long curved back. Obviously, scientists have already concluded that there's probably nothing there, most recently in 2003, when, as Reuters points out, BBC funded a thorough sweep of the lake and came up empty. But he's still pretty pleased with the way his life turned out, clarifying with the Times, I certainly don't regret the last 24 years.
Okay. The Loch Ness Monster was a thing when I was
It's been a thing forever.
Forever. So if you're actually still really looking for it in 2015.
How did he survive?
Well, you get grants and other things. And
holy fuck. Other people gave him money to look for this?
He had a BBS.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's a BBS?
It's like a BBC, but very different.
It said something from the 90s. If you had the internet, you had a what's called a bulletin board. It was really old school.
A BBC is very different. That's the British Broadcasting Company. Unless you're looking at porn, and then BBC is something like, very different.
My mind was somewhere else. I was like, BBC is something else.
It's sitting next to you.
Also, don't. It's not technically related to a BBC. Is not technically related to a BBW, but you'll often find them together.
Yeah.
And if you understand that joke, you've watched a fair bit of porn. Diana, do you get that joke?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, then, I think we should probably do this then. Because, you know, it's time to get back to the simpler places in life.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right. A Florida woman has been arrested after hitting her lesbian partner in the face with a dildo. Annette Keenhern of St. Petersburg was in the presence of a police officer when, during an argument with Gamazi Kapaner Ridley, that's her name, she pulled out the sex toy and slapped her in the face with it. The arrest comes almost 20 years after Keenhern was sent to prison for 3 years after being found passed out and drunk in a car that contained 25 kilos of cocaine, which had a street value of $2.5 million.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, the smoking gun obtained a copy of the police report, which says that the woman, who's 57, had filed for civil domestic violence injunction on Friday, and on Saturday an officer accompanied her as she was removing some personal belongings. That's when things started to get heated between the two women, and when Keenhern, who's also 57, objected to a dress that the other had planned to take with her, that is when, according to the police report, quote, the defendant intentionally shoved a dildo in the victim's face and grabbed her right arm while arguing who belonged to the dress. At that point, she was arrested and charged with domestic battery. It's also noted that Kapaner Ridley had asked the defendant several times not to touch her. So, booked on a misdemeanor, released on $500 bail. So.
She sounds like a fierce woman, Keenhern.
That's right. She is. So,
stop slapping me with your dick.
So, Diana, if you're thinking about moving, there's a free lesbian in Florida. And if you don't slap her in the face with a dildo, she'll probably appreciate it.
That's why I like to go for the broken ones. They just have really low standards. I don't even have a dildo if she's listening, you know. I don't
think anybody likes being hit in the face with a dildo or a dick.
Jason, I disagree. Like, I disagree. There's a whole category for that.
You're right. No, yeah. That's right. We talked about that earlier. Flavor for everyone.
There's a category for everybody, and getting slapped in the face with a dick is one of them.
Yeah, okay.
I applaud you for being full lesbian, Diana, because that would be for me. I'm like, well, wait a minute. If you're a real lesbian, why do you have a fake penis?
Well, sometimes it's just fun.
Yeah, it's good
it's
to get off on,
than
right?
The fingers.
Right? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
fuck you too. Fuck you too, Jason. Don't stare at my hands. Okay,
I didn't even have to say it this time.
No, I mean, listen, I get you. Yeah, you know, shit. I'm sure that if, I mean, yeah.
You don't get it.
I don't get it.
It's my running joke.
It's a long running joke that Diana has nubby fingers that can't get the job done.
Yeah.
That's just alleged. It's not proven.
Let me see your fingers. Let me see. Match it up with my hands.
This should be fun. Let's see how to go. Oh, Jason's hand is bigger.
Just barely.
Well, you are a man.
She could. Hey, listen. She could get it off. With
hey, it's how. It's
They're
how.
Not stubby.
What's it? The rocking of the boat or what? Rhythm of the ocean. Not
that's what guys with really small dicks say.
Yeah, it is. That's what it is. If you immediately, I prefer the right tool for the job.
Yeah,
that's
what you do. You wouldn't hang a picture with a sledgehammer.
Right, no.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hate you guys.
Oh, a fun story. I used to work with a guy, and somebody else we worked with decided to, this person experimented with and got into a lesbian relationship. And there were a group of us on a car ride, and this guy was asking a group of guys, so what do lesbians do? Do they like take turns strapping it on? We're like, we don't know.
Why are you asking?
And we're not asking. Yeah. We're not asking. That is not a question. Yes, Diana, is that what happens? Just take turns with the strap on.
No.
Okay. Good. So we've solved that. The Loch Ness Monster, and now this solved.
Hey, listen to that.
That's the kind of questions about, like, you know, like, how do lesbians have sex? And I'm like, unless we're tight enough where you can tell me what your favorite position is, I don't think you need to know about my sex life. Yeah.
Well, we're speaking in general about lesbians.
But every lesbian's different. Every couple's different.
Everybody's different. Yeah. Every four's different.
So if we're tight enough where I can ask you what your favorite position is.
And I was the massage therapist for the women's football team. So I've heard those stories. I forgot to throw that in there earlier. Yeah, I was massage therapist for the women.
I believe that was between shows.
Like 4 years, for 4 years. So yeah, I've heard all that shit too.
I just thought it was a ridiculous question, so I thought I'd get your input on it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
All right, speaking of ridiculous, from England, when the secretary of a members-only bar opened up one day to find the premises trashed, he wasn't expecting the culprit to be a squirrel, let alone a drunk one, but it was. Sam Boother, who's 62 and the secretary of the Honeybourne Railway Club, told the BBC he found the bar covered in beer and smashed glasses and beer bottles when he opened up on Sunday. After making the discovery, he saw a squirrel, quote, staggering around and coming out from behind a box of potato chips. He said, there were bottles scattered around, money scattered around. He had obviously run across the bar pumps and managed to turn on Caffrey's tap. He must have flung himself on the handle and drank some, as he was staggering around all over the place and moving a bit slowly. I've never seen a drunk squirrel before. He was sozzled and looked a bit worse for wear, shall we say. He told the Daily Mail that he and two customers spent about an hour chasing the squirrel, trying to get him out of the bar. He eventually caught the rodent in a trash can and let him go out the window. He said the squirrel's antics cost the bar about $470 in damage.
Oh, damn.
My guess is the squirrel just got thirsty.
Yeah, he was just really thirsty.
It's like, because that's how most of us get drunk.
I wonder if Steve Feltham from the Loch Ness story is going to be moving there now to find that squirrel. Like, where's the drunken squirrel? I need to find him.
We found the squirrel. He's been released. We know he exists. All right, hold on. I need to find this really quickly. There it is. So while we get ready to do this, we mentioned Amazon, this show. I think we didn't. Yeah, by the way, yeah, please go. If you're going to buy stuff on Amazon, go to the website first, natedarlingshow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab. Shop like you normally would. Doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show.
That sexy echo.
Thanks. Appreciate it. We
buy something on Amazon.
We love you. We love you. We love you more than a squirrel loves a pint.
I just thought about it. Like, if you have a strap on and you switch it off, that is way too many fluids being exchanged. Unless you put condoms on it.
No, why? If you're like with another woman,
the fluids anyway.
Yeah.
Just like that. Isn't that like too much?
No, I mean, if it's all the same, if it's all the same, I mean, yeah,
they're your fluids.
Yeah.
I mean,
but if you switch off with the same strap on to someone else,
well, to another girl, like to the your partner.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could put a condom on it. That wouldn't be an issue. You could wash it off.
Could wash it off.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? Then it's, I don't know. It's like, hey, let me just pause while I go do this tour real quick.
But like,
maybe I should watch more porn.
If you watch it, no. But I mean, like, at the same time, after you like go down on a girl, do you kiss her?
It depends. It's like depends on your partner,
right? Yeah, but I mean, like, that's the same type of thing.
Oh, you're right. Okay,
it is. Well, here's really how
it
happens. If you're wearing the strap on, you bang the bejesus out of her while she's recovering from the several orgasms that only a penis can give.
Dishwasher.
You go into the other room and rinse it off and go. And come back, slap her across the face with it, and go, now it's your turn to do all the work.
Boom.
Everything about what you said is so accurate and romantic. Not true. My StubHubs are fine.
Your stub hubs.
That's what my ex used to call them.
And now we know why she's so upset about it.
No, this is what happened.
That's
this
why she would get mad because I would. Yeah, okay.
This is what happened, though. She would, like, after we hooked up, she was like, she took my hand. She was like looking at it. She's like, oh, look at these little stub hubs. I'm surprised they got me off. I'm like, wow.
I've had a girl say that on my dick before. She's
like, I go down there. I need a little guy. I'm really shocked. That was a.
Wait, what? It's like, normally you have to be Cheryl Swoops to get me off. That's why the WNBA players are so popular in the lesbian community.
Exactly.
All right, now let's do this.
And now, the Nate Dolling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right, it's time for Speak Out from the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York. This one's titled Control. Hey, one can believe the administration at Clinton Correctional is responsible for security, but who is to blame when orders from Albany administrators control what's done at our local prisons? Next. Oh, by the way, if you don't know what Speak Out is, people write into the local paper and they print it. Police, please feel free to ticket New York cars with no front license plate and plastic license plate covers. Both are abundant in the area and illegal. Hey, if you're fine with the use of a flag of the rebellion against our government because of heritage and history, I hope you'd be fine with German Americans going around with a German flag of World War II. It's their heritage, not hate. Be sure to stay consistent. Ironically, the people who are in favor would be cool with that, too. So
they're walking around with those, too.
Yeah. Hey, placing people in the honor block at any prison facility who have a term that includes without the possibility of parole or a life sentence was the biggest mistake. Honor block should only be used for those who are close to getting out of prison. And finally, media expectations of women are unhealthy and abusive. Camera tricks and Photoshop to force young women to be objects for men. Now, if you'll excuse me, the girls and I are off to see Magic Mike.
Oh, because, like, they're... You know,
irony. Yeah, somebody gets irony. That's right. Irony has made it to Plattsburgh, New York, in the Press Republican. So, that's small town news. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Dolling Show.
Aww.
Make sure you go see Diana Hong this weekend if you're in Sacramento.
Yeah, at the Capitol Stage.
Is it Cal Stage?
Oh, maybe it's Cal Stage.
Capitol Stage.
Go see her wherever she is.
It's on our street.
It's on our street.
R in like 20 something.
Yeah, it's 2505, I think.
Yeah, or you could go to the bars on R Street down near 15th, between like 15th and 30th. Just get drunk there.
And then
I'll be there.
Buy some getting drunk? Fingers.
Yeah.
Shay, your fingers are fine the way they are.
Thank you. Yeah, I like you. Can you just stay?
He'll be here next week.
Yeah, he'll be here next week.
Kareem will be gone next week, so...
I miss you, Kareem.
I'll be silent.
And while we're talking next week, Kareem will be silent. Just think about that. It'll be your only thing. So that's going to do it for the Nate Dolling Show. New Well Hung podcast on Monday. We got into some shit. I forget what we got into because it was a while ago, but...
Oh, I don't even remember.
I learned what scene girls are.
Oh, yeah.
Scene girls?
Oh, yes.
How about I don't like gay people.
And Diana doesn't like gay people, and I learned what scene girls were. So, lots coming on the Well Hung podcast. That's out on Monday. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Do something nice for yourself. I don't know. Take a ride. Spend some time with somebody you like.
Get some fried Nutella at the State Fair.
Oh, you can get fried anything at the State Fair. And then you'll feel bad about it later. Because, you know, why not? Shame eat whatever you like. Think about Kareem while he's quietly not eating anything bad for him.
Yep, all vegetarian.
I'll come back about 10 pounds later.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Sounds awesome.
Yes.
All right, everybody. This is some jerk called Jake Owen. And the song's called Real Life because, hey, new hip music, everybody, on the Nate Dolling Show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
With a real band. They play too loud and they're real bad, but we're real bores. We still dance, we stay out way too late. Hit the Waffle House for some real food, but that waitress, she's real rude. She got real problems, but we do too, so we tip her anyway. That's just the way that it is. Shake off the dirt, pray to God, let's make a deal. I guess it just got real. Fairy tale.